Welcome to the Magic is You podcast, where we talk all about being the fullest expression of you and making the journey just as beautiful, if not more so, than the destination. It's time to say yes to desire. It's time to turn up your magic. The most powerful version of you is the fullest expression of you. Hey, hey, Michelle here with the Magic is You podcast. And right when I sat down to record this, someone decided to drill a hole in the wall. And if that's what you hear, that's what it is. But I wanted to just pop in and do a lighthearted episode. It's been a couple months since my last episode, and I just miss coming on and doing, you know, a quick chat about whatever is top of mind. And I wanted to share something that has been really life-changing lately. And it is a practice that I do with my husband, where we, after we drop the kids off at school, we come home, we sit down, and we play a book summary. And I've seen these book summary promotions for book summaries for years, where it's like a summary of fiction, nonfiction. So like business books, psychology, finances, books that are kind of like around the self-improvement realm of things. And instead of having to read the whole book of hundreds of pages on a specific topic, they summarize it into a 15-minute audio and text-based condensed version of the key takeaways of the book. And I remember when I first started hearing about these apps, I was like, well, I'd rather read the whole book. I'm sure it's more valuable to read the whole book. And so I just never really paid attention to these book summary apps. But I realized over the last few years that it has become more and more challenging to sit down and read a nonfiction book. And I get more and more frustrated when I'm reading a book and I'm reading it to know what to do. Like, give me the tips. I need to get going. And I just feel kind of bogged down by the backstories and the psychology behind this and the history behind that. And there was a time in my life where I would have enjoyed that. It would have added depth and more perspective, which is the purpose of all of that anyway. But now it is something that I would rather choose between, yeah, I want to read a 300-page book about XYZ, or, you know what, I would just rather get the key principles from that book so that I can take those few steps to make this particular area of my life work this much better and move on. And then if I like those key takeaways, then I can then decide, you know what, it's worth it to go deeper and get the entire book. So that's what we've been doing. And we have literally just been sitting down. My husband sits at the table, I sit on the couch, and I pick a book from, it's either Blinkist or Headway, and those are two book summary apps. And I, so you might be wondering, why do you have both of them? Well, first I signed up for Blinkist because they had a promotion and it looked good. And then I signed up for Headway because I found a lifetime deal where I pay once, so $59, and never have to pay again. So I'm on a subscription for Blinkist and I have a lifetime deal for Headway, but I already canceled my subscription for Blinkist because now that I have Headway, I don't need Blinkist, but I paid for the year. So I have Blinkist until the year goes out. So I kind of shift between the two. So I'll pick a book, whether it's parenting, psychology, mental health, trauma healing, finances, physical health. I will find whatever looks good. And press play because you get the audio, which is really great. It's not just you reading a summary, you can listen to the summary. And while that summary is playing, we will take notes. We use Notion, so he takes notes on his computer, I take notes on my computer. Notion is a project management app, and I have a page in Notion that is just for all the books that I'm reading with these book summary software. And then after we're done, it takes like 15 minutes, after we're done listening to the book, we will compare our notes. We will look at what is your one big takeaway, and then we'll look at what action items can we pull from the summary. And it always gives us a good foundation for having deeper conversations about different areas of our life, whether it's money or the kids. And it just creates that container for being able to have those conversations and have them in a way where we have just received some great input, and we were able to take that and have a higher level conversation than if we were just trying to talk about something, but we don't have any new information to be able to tackle a problem from a greater understanding. So it's really good to like listen to these. You're literally getting the key biggest takeaways from really great books. So it's impossible to listen to one of these and not be more up-leveled in your mindset or understanding. And then from that place, being able to have a conversation with that new information, it's just a really powerful container. And my favorite part is the fact that we are intentionally deriving action steps. So what are we going to do differently with this information? What do we need to change? What do we need to improve? What do we need to address? And I will literally make action step items in Notion with checkboxes. And I organize it according to the different types of books we read. So there's a health category with action steps, a parenting category with action steps, a finance category with action steps. And those action steps can be as simple as, I don't have it in front of me, but sometimes it's really, really simple. Like I'm looking at the fruition of one of those action steps on my wall right now. So we were reading a book that talked about routines, and we realized, you know, we need to get a lot better at our routines for the kids. Like we would have it in our brains, like, okay, we do breakfast, then we do this, then we do dinner, we do bath, like we would have the routine floating in our heads and we do it every day, but we realized we need to be more intentional about it, and we need to make it where the kids are a part of the routine in a way that they see the routine. And so what that looked like was going on Google, going on Amazon, looking up routine charts for kids where they can literally check the boxes off of their routines every day, and then trying to see, do we want to buy something? Do we want to make something? Do we want a cheap thing or an expensive thing? Like doing some research. And what we ended up doing was I made morning and evening routine trackers in Canva, and then we printed it out and laminated it with wide Scotch tape. So we just made our self-made lamination. And then we ordered some Velcro stickers from Amazon so that our kids can literally see the routine on the wall. And then with the Velcro stickers, they can mark off when something is done. And they have so much fun with this. Like I added some things to the routine that we don't typically do, like brush your teeth after eating. And they're so excited to go brush their teeth because now they get to come back and mark it as done. And just little things like that, where it helps us be more aware of where can we make life better, where can we be more organized, where can we be more intentional. And it's just so hard to do that if you're not, number one, inputting new information and then creating a container for pulling out action items from the information you received and doing those things. Because it took a little bit of energy to look up how do we want to put these routine trackers in place. What does that look like? Do we want to spend money? How much? We ended up doing something that was practically free and works great, but it still took a little extra energy to like, okay, how do we laminate this? Oh, we need to go buy some tape. We need to order Velcro stickers. We need to like actually take the time to put it all together and tape it all up and put the stickers on. And we had the kids help put the stickers on and they loved that. So yes, it takes a little bit of energy to be like, okay, what are the action items here? And then, okay, now we got to do the action items. So you might feel, if you're not careful, you might feel like you're just adding stuff to your plate. But really what you're doing is you are kind of like oiling the gears of what you're doing anyway. And it takes a little bit of extra energy up front. But once you do that, the thing that you're doing anyway becomes easier and takes less energy. So now, because we put in the energy of setting up this routine system, this that the kids can manage themselves, then now it's like the kids are doing the routine. It's like a self-led thing. Like the kids are leading themselves through their morning and evening routines. And that is like a lot of energy that is being saved every single day because this system is now in place. And I know I'm not like creating anything new here. People have found ways to do this. Like this is a normal thing. If you look on Amazon or Etsy, like if you look up kid routine trackers, there's a bunch of different options. It's just kind of like slowing down enough to look at where can you make life easier. And I think I want to do so much more of that in 2024, is because I think part of the trap that we get into is we just get into the swing of working and expending a certain amount of energy every day. And I think it's so much more wise to sharpen the axe. And we've all heard that quote. It's attributed to Abraham Lincoln, but that might be a joke, where Abraham Lincoln said, if someone gave me 6 hours to cut down a tree, I would spend the first 5 hours sharpening my axe. And I feel like, for me personally, I want 2024 to be a lot more about sharpening my axe and a lot less about swinging the axe. And this is just an example of how I'm doing that. So I hope this tip helped you, and I am so grateful for you. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday season, and I'll be back soon. Oh, if you are listening to this in December, go to the link in the description, because we are having our holiday sale right now. Nearly everything is 50% off. Or if you don't want to go to the link in the description, you can go to secretowlsociety.org and click on the green banner at the very top of the website. It will take you to the holiday sale. And it's not just a holiday sale, it's actually a holiday sale hub. So I created a hub where you get a free goodie from every single one of my products that I've created. I think there's like 7 products up there where I've taken one thing from each product and I'm giving it to you for free as a taste, as a way to experience the product. And then if you like it, you can go ahead and grab that product. Like I said, most of them are 50% off, and we only do a sale this big pretty much this time of year, and that's it. So if you want to check that out, go to secretowlsociety.org, click on the green banner at the top of the website, or go to the link in the description. Thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful holiday season. By the way, if you'd like to check out the apps that I use for book summaries, including the lifetime deal for Headway for just $59 for the rest of your life, which is a great deal because usually these things are like $99 a year, you can check out the link in the description or go to secretowlsociety.org/tools.